With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Iowa's GOP caucuses easily picked their candidate quickly this evening. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has a live update. Greg?
Keith, after dominating the polls in the GOP presidential race for months, Donald Trump delivered in Iowa tonight by winning the first-in-the-nation caucuses. It's still too early right now to know the margin of victory or the final results for the rest of the Republican field. Still, it's a crucial victory that reinforces the former president's bond with GOP voters, even as he faces legal challenges that could complicate his bid to return to the White House. Donald Trump winning the Iowa caucuses. Keith?
Thanks, Greg. A missile fired from Yemen has struck a U.S.-owned ship in the Gulf of Aden. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ambre and Dryad Global identified the vessel as the Eagle Gibraltar, a Marshall Islands-flagged bulk carrier. The ship is owned by Eagle Bulk, a Stamford, Connecticut-based firm, traded on the New York Stock Exchange. The firm did not respond to requests for comment. No group has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, though suspicion has fallen on Yemen's Houthi rebels. They've been targeting that crucial corridor linking Asian and Mideast energy and cargo shipments to the Suez Canal onward to Europe, a move that's threatening to widen the Middle East conflict. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It's another day of brutally cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills across much of the United States. Monday delivered the coldest temperatures ever for Iowa's presidential nominating contest, and the weather held up travelers yet again. The National Weather Service says about 150 million Americans are under a wind chill warning or advisory for dangerous cold and wind as an Arctic air mass spills south and eastward across the U.S. This is SRN News. Pro-family advocates are cheering a new piece of legislation on Capitol Hill.
The measure, which has been introduced in both the House and the Senate, is called the Families' Rights and Responsibilities Act, and it's designed to protect the rights of moms and dads to guide the upbringing, education, and health care of their children. Matt Sharp of Alliance Defending Freedom says the bill is needed because, quote, parental rights have been eroded by government actions that view children as the property of the state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mexico is rarely listed as a nation where religious persecution is a problem, but that may soon change. According to International Christian Concern, persecution of evangelicals in the southern part of the country is on the rise. ICC fellow Linda Burkle says drug cartels may target Christians because they do not approve of drug use in pagan communities. Evangelical Christians who do not wish to participate in religious holidays are intensely pressured to do so, often with fines or jail time. This is SRN News. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating a ground collision of two Boeing planes in Chicago. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Federal air safety officials say a plane taxiing for departure clipped another aircraft at Chicago O'Hare International Airport on Sunday evening. No injuries were reported. Both planes were Boeing designed. The left wing tip of an all Nippon Airways Boeing 777 jet struck the rear of a Delta Airlines Boeing 717 airliner. American aircraft manufacturer Boeing faces increasing scrutiny following a series of mechanical failures and subsequent grounding of its Boeing 737 MAX 9. An emergency exit door on that model failed and caused an emergency landing last week. It's not immediately clear what caused the latest incident. I'm Norman Hall.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.